Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this episode, we're paying tribute to one of the best-known and most successful jazz record producers of the 20th century, Creed Taylor. Taylor passed away in August at age 93. He started producing records at a young age, and later went on to found the very successful jazz record labels Impulse and CTI, while also producing some of the most popular jazz records of the century for Verve. While he mostly worked with instrumentalists, this hour will focus on his work with vocalists like Chris Connor, Astrud Gilberto, George Benson, and more. It's Creed Taylor and the Singers, coming up next on Afterglow.
Se você disser que eu desafino, amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento de antimusical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. O que você não sabe, nem sequer pressente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor, ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. Thank you.
Brazilian singer and guitarist João Gilberto with American saxophonist Stan Getz, featuring Antonio Carlos Jobim on piano. That was the Jobim song Desafinado from the 1964 record Getz Gilberto, one of the best-selling jazz records of all time, and a record produced by Creed Taylor. Desafinado first became a pop hit in America 2 years earlier in an instrumental recording by Stan Getz and guitarist Charlie Byrd, a record also produced by Creed Taylor. Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're highlighting the multi-decade career of the famed jazz producer Creed Taylor, who passed away earlier this year at age 93, focusing on his work with various singers over the years. Jazz was central to Creed Taylor's life from an early age. He was an amateur trumpet player and performed frequently in college as part of Duke University's jazz ensemble. He was an avid listener and jazz record collector as well, and was up on all the latest jazz trends. Shortly after college, and after a brief stint in the Marines, he moved to New York to try to embed himself in the bustling jazz scene. It was 1954, and he soon found work at a struggling upstart jazz record label called Bethlehem Records. On the verge of collapse, it was Taylor's idea to try to inject some new energy into the label's sound by incorporating the new West Coast cool jazz style, hip, laid-back, small group jazz that was becoming increasingly popular with a younger audience. He organized and produced a recording session with the smoky vocalist Chris Connor and pianist Ellis Larkins, turning it into the LP Chris Connor Sings Lullabies of Birdland. The record was a surprise hit, selling over 20,000 copies and basically saving Bethlehem Records from bankruptcy. It was his first attempt at producing a jazz record, and it turned out to be a success. Despite being uncredited on the album, Taylor turned this initial success into many more for Bethlehem Records and beyond. Let's hear a track from that album now. This is Chris Connor and Ellis Larkins in 1954 with Try a Little Tenderness. On Afterglow.
In the hustle of the day, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much, a word, a smile, or a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he will always be if he'll just realize that she may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. Just anticipating things she may never possess while she's without them. Try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care. But one word that's soft and gentle. Makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Get it. Love is their whole happiness. And it's all so easy. Try a little change. mind it's all so easy. Try a little up with a broken heart, pretending I'm with you. Someone else in my arms only brings back your charms. It's a game I just can't carry through. When I'm alone, then the teardrops start. I realize it's true. I'm all dressed up with a broken heart and still in love with you. And the teardrops start. I realize it's true. I'm all dressed up with a broken heart and still in love with you.
Two songs by singer Chris Connor, recorded for the Bethlehem record label, and both produced by an uncredited Creed Taylor. Just now we heard the tune All Dressed Up with a Broken Heart, recorded in 1955 for the album This Is Chris, that featured Ralph Sharon on piano. Before that we heard the standard Try a Little Tenderness, recorded in 1954 for the album Chris Connor Sings Lullabies of Birdland, featuring Ellis Larkins on piano. Thanks to Creed Taylor's keen ear, he was able to revive Bethlehem Records and keep them going strong for a while, producing more albums with Chris Connor, as well as albums with bassist Oscar Pettiford, trombonist J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding, and an artist he helped discover, flutist Herbie Mann. However, Taylor was destined for bigger things, and when he saw a job open up at the larger label, ABC Paramount, in 1955, he took it. Taylor was involved in producing many records for that label, everything from novelty records to Latin albums to country albums. But when he could, he also produced jazz records, many of them with the same artists he worked with at Bethlehem. He gained the reputation as being one of the hippest producers in jazz, more likely to understand the current trends than others. So naturally, when jazz vocalists John Hendricks, Dave Lambert, and Annie Ross had the harebrained idea to record an album of Count Basie tunes using a choir instead of horns, Creed Taylor was the one they approached. The choir idea was scrapped, replaced with Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross overdubbing all the vocals in the studio themselves. This overdubbing was a relatively new technique and required hours of studio time. Taylor, though, believed in the idea, and the album Sing a Song of Basie was released in 1958 to critical and commercial acclaim, popularizing the art of vocalese, adding new lyrics to existing jazz melodies. Creed Taylor was now truly making his mark on the jazz record scene, quite literally, in fact, because he was now adding an image of his signature to each and every album jacket he produced. Here's a bit of that record now. This is Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross in 1958 with the Count Basie tune, Down for the Count, on Afterglow.
All of the lonesome and feeling sad, I never knew I could feel so bad. I'm tired of waiting for just one call. For once I'm thinking I'll end it all paying dues, 'cause the blues got me down. concert and play a game. It might be better, but just the same, I refuse, 'cause the blues got me down for the count.
Should know. Yes, you love her so. I know that you love her so. But what you don't know is this: your kind of love is the kind women never miss.
I'm headed for ruin, 'cause that's what the blues are.
Ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. Even when I dream, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl in the flurry of her first great big affair. But if I could employ some simple magic that would finally destroy this dream that charms me and alarms me, but I can't, because I'm mad about the boy. I may be sentimental, but love can be so sublime. This could be detrimental, and I really shouldn't waste my time. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about
singer Patricia Scott in 1959 with the Noel Coward song Mad About the Boy. That comes from her 1958 ABC Paramount album titled Once Around the Clock, featuring the Creed Taylor Orchestra. Fun fact, Patricia Scott was married to famed comedian and later film director Mike Nichols at the time of this recording, although they got divorced shortly after. Before that, we heard a landmark recording from the jazz vocal group Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, a vocalese version of the Count Basie song Down for the Count, from their 1958 ABC Paramount album Sing a Song of Basie. That album was produced by Creed Taylor. With Creed Taylor continuing to pursue jazz recordings for ABC Paramount, and with jazz becoming more and more popular among listeners, the time was right for the label to create a subsidiary jazz label, dedicated to jazz, with Taylor as the leader. He decided on the name Impulse, and Taylor produced its first few records. One of those was an album led by one of ABC Paramount's newest artists, Ray Charles. Charles had already made a name for himself as a soul icon in the 1950s for Atlantic Records, and now on ABC, he was pursuing different creative avenues, including recording jazz standards like Georgia on My Mind. His album for Impulse was titled Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz and features the R&B artist stretching his jazz chops. While it was mostly an instrumental album featuring Hammond organ work from Charles and many of the players from Count Basie's band, Charles did sing on a few of the tunes, and let's hear one of them now. This is Ray Charles in 1960 with the blues tune I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town on Afterglow.
I'm gonna move, baby, way out on the outskirts of town. I'm gonna move, baby, way out on the outskirts of town. You see, I don't need nobody always hanging round. Let me tell you, honey, we're gonna move away from here. I don't need no ice man. I'm gonna get you a Frigidaire when we move. Way out on the outskirts of town. Oh, you see, we won't need nobody. Always hanging around. A dozen children, you know they all better look like me when we move way back of town. Oh, we won't need nobody always hanging around. Always hanging around.
Ray Charles on vocals and organ with I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town, a track off of his 1961 Impulse record, Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz, produced by Creed Taylor. Shortly after founding Impulse Records as a jazz subsidiary to ABC Paramount, bringing on board such jazz luminaries as John Coltrane to the label, Creed Taylor left the label to accept a job at Verve Records. That label's founder and one of Taylor's idols, Norman Granz, had sold Verve to MGM, so the bosses at MGM poached Taylor, one of jazz's most promising young producers, to lead Verve into its next chapter. It was a wise move because some of Taylor's biggest successes were still to come. But first, I want to feature some of the early vocal jazz records he helped produce for Verve, featuring the iconic jazz vocalist Anita O'Day. In many ways, this was familiar territory for Taylor. His first records as a producer were with singer Chris Connor, who was a cool jazz alumnus of Stan Kenton's orchestra, as was Anita O'Day. Let's hear two songs from O'Day now. We'll start with a tune from her 1962 album, All the Sad Young Men, recorded at the famous Rudy Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, as were many records produced by Creed Taylor. This is Anita O'Day with Boogie Blues on Afterglow.
Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Well, don't your arms look lonesome when your baby packs up to leave? Said I'm going up on the mountain, call that baby mine. Said I'm going up on the mountain, call that baby mine. But something tells for me he's not coming back this time. We'd like to go to the country, baby can't take you in. We are going up to the country, baby, can't take you in. Nothing up there that a man like you could do. He's got a face like a fish, shaped like a frog. When he loves me, I holler, ooh, ooh, hot dog. Love that man better than I do myself. He left me all alone on the shelf.
Sing low, sing clear, sweet words in my ear. Not a whisper of despair, but love's own prayer. Sing on until you bring back the thrill of a sentimental tune that died too soon. Our harmony was lost, but you forgave, I forgot. Whisper not of quarrels past, you know we've had our last. So now we'll be on key constantly. Love will whisper on eternally. Why did we listen when they said it wouldn't last? Gossiping voices made us break up, but you know we still can make up if we forget them all. Answer Cupid's call. It's the truth. Whispers of troubles are an echo of the past. All it'll take to lose my gloom is just a whisper, not of rumors. Gotta have your love for me. That's how it's got to be.
Anita O'Day and the piano trio known as The Three Sounds in 1962, with the jazz standard Whisper Not, written by Benny Golson and Leonard Feather. Before that, we heard her a year earlier with the tune Boogie Blues, written by Gene Krupa and Remo Biondi. Both of those records were from the Verve label, produced by Creed Taylor. A little more Creed Taylor-produced music behind me right now, and we'll have more from producer Creed Taylor in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Just a little bit of soul.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the career of jazz producer Creed Taylor this hour, focusing on his work with singers. Taylor passed away at age 93 back in August. And as we've heard so far, he seemed to always have his finger on the pulse of what was hot in jazz. Taylor helped save Bethlehem Records by recording cool jazz in 1954. He popularized the vocalese trend, recording the first Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross album for ABC Paramount in 1958. And then he added soul to jazz by recording with Ray Charles for his brand new label Impulse in 1960. It should then come as no surprise that when Brazilian bossa nova music became the jazz music trend in the early 1960s, Creed Taylor was again at the center of it. As critic and lyricist Gene Lees put it, quote, "Were it not for Creed Taylor, I am convinced bossa nova and Brazilian music generally would have retreated into itself, gone back to Brazil, instead of the worldwide music and the tremendous influence on jazz that it in fact became," end quote. In the late 1950s, several American jazz musicians like guitarist Charlie Byrd and saxophonist Stan Getz became hip to this jazz-inspired samba variant coming out of Rio de Janeiro by artists like João Gilberto and Antonio Carlos Jobim. Byrd and Getz approached Taylor about recording an album of this bossa nova, or new style of Brazilian jazz, and together they produced the number one album Jazz Samba in 1962. Bossa nova fever began to sweep the nation, and soon Creed Taylor was behind the idea of actually incorporating some of these Brazilian musicians, like Gilberto and Jobim, into an American jazz session. That's how the 1963 recording session for the Verve album Getz Gilberto came about. The surprise of this session turned out to be João Gilberto's wife, Astrud, who was simply along for the journey. As the team started working out English translations to the Portuguese lyrics, it was discovered that Astrud could sing, with a slightly out-of-tune, yet captivating sound. She was not a professional singer, and despite protests from her husband, her English-language vocals appear on the lead single, The Girl from Ipanema. The recording, produced by Creed Taylor, became a massive international hit, winning a Grammy Award and becoming one of the most famous songs of the 20th century. Astrud Gilberto was now thrown into the spotlight, and Taylor helped produce most of her albums for the next decade. Let's hear that legendary single now. This is Astrud Gilberto with husband João and saxophonist Stan Getz with the song The Girl from Ipanema on Afterglow.
And thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. So sadly, how can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Thank you. voa levando pelo ar. Voa tão leve, mas tem a vida breve. Precisa que haja vento sem parar. A felicidade do pobre parece a grande ilusão do carnaval. A gente trabalha o ano inteiro por um momento de sonho pra fazer a fantasia de rei ou de pingado ou jardineira. E tudo se acabar na quarta-feira. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. A felicidade é como a gota de orvalho numa pétala de flor. Brilha tranquila, depois de leve oscila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. Felicidade está sonhando nos olhos da minha namorada. É como esta noite passando, passando em busca da madrugada. Fala embaixo, por favor, pra que ela acorde alegre como o dia, oferecendo beijos de amor. Tristeza não tem. Felicidade sim.
Singer Astrid Gilberto from her 1967 album Look to the Rainbow with the Antonio Carlos Jobim song A Felicidade. Before that, we heard the song that made her famous, The Girl from Ipanema, from the 1964 album Gets Gilberto. Both of those records were produced by Creed Taylor for the label Verve. After his success with Verve, Creed Taylor made another move in 1966, this time to A&M Records, co-owned by jazz pop artist Herb Alpert. Just like he did at ABC Paramount, Taylor helped create a jazz subsidiary label for A&M called CTI, based on his own initials. Taylor had full creative control at CTI, helping to push jazz in new directions with artists like Wes Montgomery and Antonio Carlos Jobim, and later George Benson and Freddie Hubbard, who each blended jazz, pop, Latin, and R&B in their own unique way. By 1969, Taylor left A&M, taking CTI with him, and helped to further define the sound of jazz and jazz fusion into the 1970s. During this period, he did not work with many vocalists. He was focused more on instrumental records, helping to produce such landmark instrumental jazz works as George Benson's Shape of Things to Come, Freddie Hubbard's Red Clay, and Stanley Turrentine's Sugar. Even on the few vocal records that were produced at CTI, they still push the boundaries of jazz and pop into new directions. And we'll hear excerpts of a few of them now. We'll start with a record by guitarist George Benson. This was before his smooth jazz years, still during his soul jazz years. In 1969, just weeks after the Beatles had released their famous album Abbey Road, Benson and Creed Taylor headed into the studio with musicians like Bob James, Herbie Hancock, and Freddie Hubbard to record a jazz suite interpretation of the record. Here's an excerpt. This is George Benson with the Beatles' I Want You, She's So Heavy on Afterglow.
I want you. I want you so bad. I want you. I want this so bad. It's driving me mad. It's driving me mad. I want you. I want this so bad. I want you. Yeah.
I want you. I want you so bad. I want you. I want you so bad. It's driving me mad. It's driving me mad.
A couple of excerpts of some of the vocal jazz Creed Taylor helped produce for CTI Records in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Just now we heard the jazz duo Jackie Kane and Roy Kral from their 1973 album A Wilder Alias with their original wordless song Waltz for Dana. Before that we heard guitarist and singer George Benson on the Beatles song I Want You, She's So Heavy, from Benson's 1970 album, The Other Side of Abbey Road. As the jazz record industry began to shift towards the late 1970s, Creed Taylor's CTI Records ran into some financial trouble and eventually stopped active operation in the 1980s. Taylor spent the twilight of his career producing live jazz concerts with a group of CTI all-stars like Randy Brecker and John McLaughlin. This continued all the way until the 2010s. Taylor passed away at age 93 on August 22nd of this year. I'll play one of his last vocal jazz albums he produced for CTI in the late 1970s. This was actually sort of an infamous session with singer Nina Simone, who had before this taken a 4-year hiatus from recording. Creed Taylor was the one who convinced Simone to return to the studio, and the two butted heads over the choice of material and some of Taylor's musical decisions. But the resulting album, titled Baltimore, still contains some excellent performances from Simone. To close off this Creed Taylor tribute, here is Nina Simone in 1978 from her album Baltimore with the song Everything Must Change on Afterglow.
Everything must change. Nothing remains the same. Everyone must change. No one and nothing remains the same. That's the way of time. Nothing and no one remains the same. There is all little and life you can be sure of. Ooh. Except the rain comes from the clouds, sunlight from the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Mysteries do unfold. That's the way of time. Nothing, no one remains unchanged. Rain comes from the clouds, sunlight from the sky, hummingbirds do fly. Everything's changed. Everything must change.
Nina Simone in 1978 with the Bernard Eigner song Everything Must Change from the album Baltimore, produced by the legendary jazz producer Creed Taylor. And thanks for tuning into this Creed Taylor tribute edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.